This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it's going to be such a good day today. Here's what we have on tap for the night. And this is just a small preview of it. Why do the communists use phrases like, it takes all of us? Why do they love illegal immigration so much? When it brings crime, it brings terrible things. Co-ed baby showers, apparently something we're going to be discussing. Are we getting better at dealing with the media? All that, local politics, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here, because probably the biggest headline of the day today is this, and I have actually a question about somewhere along these lines. Here it is. Foreign-born workers, as of August, they are plus 635,000 when it comes to jobs. Native-born Americans have lost 1.3 million. 1.3 million American citizens, job gone. Oh, they've created some, all of them to foreigners. What is happening? Why is it happening? I got this email. Jesse, he said, dear guru of gab, please explain why Democrats want illegal immigration. How does this fit into a Marxist communist theory in the Democrat playbook? I can see it helping destroy our culture, get donations from Soros, and build a cadre of new voters. But the crime and lawlessness and consequent negative press seems to go contrary to their ultimate goals. Aren't they losing Hispanic and independent votes? Okay, let's talk about that. You know, we've talked enough about the Cultural Revolution in China. I could bring that up again. Let's set that aside for a moment. You know, the Bolsheviks, the communists in the Soviet Union, when they were getting their revolution going, do you know that they not only opened up the prisons, but they then granted the prisoners protections? Here's what I mean. So they had a bunch of political prisoners. The Tsarist regime had arrested these revolutionaries, various revolutionaries, and kept them in a gigantic prison. There were more than one prison. We'll just make this about one, though. That kept them in a big prison. But this prison wasn't only for political prisoners. The prison was full of the worst criminals in Russian society. Murderers, bank robbers, rapists, the worst, most violent people, they were also in the prison. When Lenin, when he got the keys to the prison, if you will, during the revolution, he knew which cells had political prisoners. He knew who the political prisoners were. It's not like he was unfamiliar with the situation or the people at all. The communists knew what the situation was, yet they opened up the doors of every cage and let all of them out. And it gets even worse. Not only did they turn all the murderers and rapists loose, the law, because it had been taken over by the Bolsheviks, the judges, the cops, the justice system, provided legal protection to the criminals when they were committing acts of violence against the Russian citizens. Did you know that? Solzhenitsyn talks about it. I don't have the quote directly in front of me, so I'm going to just, this is not verbatim, but he talks about a Russian citizen, a former Russian soldier, a veteran. He gets attacked by a criminal who has a knife. The Russian soldier manages to win, overcome him, and kill the guy. The Russian soldier is then sentenced to the gulag. And the soldier says, well, what do you mean? I was attacked. He had a knife. And they said, well, that's all he knows. You should have run away. They had a justice system during the revolutionary phase there that would protect the criminals and work against the Russian citizens themselves. Is that doesn't sound familiar, right? We certainly don't have a justice system like that.
I stopped by here at 12th and Dallas. Got quite a few of our officers out here that are out here tonight again. I've been out here for several weeks, making contacts with our residents, reassuring them about the criminal activity that's happening here and how we're going to address it. We're out here. We want to reassure the people that live in this community that we are actively investigating criminal activity that's happening and listening to them to so that we can learn anything that we're missing. You know, what are we missing, and actually find out what exactly is going on. We're out here because we care. I mean, nobody should be wearing this uniform if they don't care. And we want the residents and the people that live here to know that we care. We've been talking to the residents here and learning from them to find out what exactly is going on. And there's definitely a different picture. I'm not saying that there's not gang members that don't live in this community. But what we're learning out here is that gang members have not taken over this complex.
That's the police chief of Aurora, Colorado, covering for the fact that Tren de Aragua, an illegal immigrant gang from Venezuela, has not only taken over apartment complexes, they are busy seizing control of parts of her city. We know this now from whistleblowers on the police force, yet the police chief is telling you this isn't happening. You're seeing judge after judge after judge give light sentences to illegals across the country. Soros DA after Soros DA setting murderers and rapists free and throwing grandmas in federal prison. So why? What's the benefit? How does this help Democrats? Well, first, let's deal with this. You are dealing with people who have a totally different value system than you do. If you're confused, that's probably why you're confused. When you look at these people, you think this is going to cost them votes, or this is too destructive, or it's going to hurt their communities too. They don't look at the world or the country like you look at the world or the country. They want murderers and rapists murdering and raping. They want violence. They want chaos. As Lenin said, the worse, the better. That was his quote. The worse, the better. What did he mean by that? He meant the revolution they were fighting, this communist revolution, it was only ever going to be successful. It was only ever going to get a foothold if things were really, really bad in a society. When people are happy and content and things are going well, they would never sign up for a demonic religion like communism. But if you make people afraid, if you make them afraid and desperate and full of angst and frustration, then people will accept things in their desperation they would never accept if things are going well. That is the human nature response to all this. And that's why they love, love, love violent crime. Communists love it because it makes you afraid. And you can say to yourself, well, it should work against them. Well, I just read you the number statistics for jobs. Work against them. They're not stressing about any domestic voting coalition. If you're some American commie who listens to the show, listening to the sound of my voice right now, I'll tell you something I've told you before. I know you hate me, and that's fine. I hate you too. You know that they're replacing you too, right? I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're one of the LGBTQ commie activists or one of the fake civil rights commie activists, or maybe you're just a crazy liberal white woman on your anti-anxiety meds. I don't know who you are. Whoever you are, if you vote Democrat, you are being replaced as fast as humanly possible, because a citizen creates more trouble for the evil communists who run this country than a non-citizen does. A non-citizen with no loyalty to this country is not going to step in and stop these people from looting the treasury. But if you simply replace these patriotic citizens Bring in some foreigners. Give them a $500 Visa card. If you're lucky, they'll do some raping and murdering to help your political cause while you're here. You're looting the treasury. You're fighting a revolution. The foreigners you brought in, this Venezuelan prison gang will help you do it. There's no negative to unending illegal immigration if you're a communist who wants to burn down the country. It's all positive. Every single part of it. Positive, positive, positive. The chaos, the violence, positive. Running you out of the housing market. That's a positive. They don't want you owning a home. This many illegals destroys the housing market. Destroying the education system. Turning your child's classroom from a 15-person classroom to a 35-person classroom that has to have a Spanish translator. A positive. They want your kid to be an idiot. Again, every single part of unending illegal immigration aids the communist cause. Does that make sense? You know what doesn't make sense? Not practicing with your weapon in an environment like this. There are violent people everywhere, and the people who are supposed to be stopping it are letting them in on purpose. In fact, the United States government is flying them and busing them into your community. Are you ready to protect yourself? Mantis X is here to make you a better shot. That's what Mantis X does. You dry fire practice with Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. They will put you through drills. You have feedback. You realize that? They're giving you feedback as you're practicing. It's like having a firearms instructor in your pocket. MantisX.com. They'll deliver it to your front door. 20 minutes and you'll be a better shot. Imagine how much better you'll be in a month, a year. MantisX.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And the guy had asked the question about why do they want illegals so much. Every single part of illegal immigration helps a communist who's trying to loot the treasury and have a revolution to burn down the country. And a lot of it, too, I mentioned the home ownership and the job thing. Remember, the government does not want you in the middle class. They want you poor. If you get super, super rich, billionaire style, that can be a huge benefit to them because they'll just co-opt you. But middle class, what that means is you have enough money to not be reliant on them. They don't want you owning a home. That's right. Good point. Remember, you ever heard of Stalin going after the kulaks? The kulaks? That was a huge part of who he was murdering in Ukraine. Who are the kulaks? People who had their own farm. That's it. They weren't the evil bourgeois Stalin made them out to be. Who they were people who were wealthy enough to be independent. Well, if you flood a country with illegals, then you destroy the housing market, as I mentioned, and you also destroy the jobs market. You understand that you should be able to, as a man, you should be able to provide for a family of four with a trade skill. That's the norm. Now, I realize the trades can be very, very lucrative. I've told you to go into the trades. I want to encourage you to do that. But I'm talking a factory job. A factory job somewhere, you put in 50 hours a week, you should be able to afford a home, a car, and things like that. And I know that because that's how most of America has been for most of our history. Jobs markets destroyed. They flooded it with foreigners. Housing markets destroyed. Shoot, California, they're giving them 150 G's a piece to buy a home. You already can't afford a daggone house in California. Excuse me, in California. Medical, pricing you out of being able to afford medicine. You go to any ER in any border city, although they're all border cities now, you'll see the ER on a Friday night full of illegals. Everyone knows it. Who's paying for it? Because they do the blah, and they walk on out the door. Who's paying for it? You. You pick up the cost of all of that. We are paying unfairly high prices for everything as the government facilitates the invasion and the replacement of the American worker, the American citizen. And if you're a demonic communist Democrat, that's totally fine with you. If you're a low-T loser like James Lankford on the Republican side, you don't care about that at all. Yeah, I was a youth pastor, guys. Doesn't matter to low-T Lankford even a little bit. Who suffers? You do. Gosh, it drives me crazy. You can tell. I get hot on this issue because you can tell. You can gauge patriotism by how someone talks about immigration. It's the one issue that it's the tell. In fact, it's a great self-test. You know how you know why that is? Because you jealously guard access to things you genuinely care about. The more you care about something, the more you guard access to it. How many people do you let inside your home? You know what? Me. You know me. I talk to you for 3 hours a day. If I showed up at your home tonight, 10:30 at night, everyone's asleep, kids are in bed. Hey, it's Jesse. Let me in. I want to hang out. You let me in? Of course you wouldn't let me in. What are you, a nut job? What am I doing on your front porch? Why wouldn't you let me in? You know me. You know me, and you wouldn't let me in. Because it's your home, and the people and the things inside of that home mean everything to you. So I don't know why this 6'8" radio lunatic is on my front porch, but he's not coming inside my home where my children are. Now, are you an immigration squish? Oh, I don't really care that much about immigration. Everyone should come here. Well, you are that because you don't care about your country. You guard access to the things you care about. And you can tell how much you care about something by how much you want access restricted to that something. That's a fact. And that's exactly why every Democrat and half the Republicans love having a wide open border, because we are led by people who don't ever think about America. Not in the way you do. Not in the way I do. America, it's a completely foreign concept to them. And the Republicans, like the Mitch McConnell types, they get really, really aggravated because they have to pretend to care. You know, if you're a Democrat now, you're a scum-sucking communist. You can get up and say things like this and it won't hurt you.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
If you're a Democrat, you can get away with that. But Mitch McConnell knows he can't get away with that. He feels the exact same way. Mitch McConnell watched that speech, and he sat there and he just nodded the whole time, I guarantee it. He feels the exact same way. James Lankford feels the exact same way. John Cornyn feels the exact same way. But they know you, the annoying Republican base. You'll get aggravated if they're honest about that. So once every 6 years when they're up for re-election, they have to run some TV ad pretending like, I'll build the wall and we'll get the illegals deported. Drives me nuts. All right, forget it. Let's move on to talk about co-ed baby showers. And what do they mean when they say it takes all of us? They love that phrase now. What does that mean? Let's talk about that. First, let's talk about relief factor. Let's talk about pain. The nagging pain that holds you back from doing things you want to do. What is that thing you have enjoyed that you'd like to do again that you don't do now because your foot hurts, your knee hurts, your back hurts, your shoulder hurts? You done golfing? Riding a bike? Going for a hike? You know, relief factor, it can take care of that. It's 100% drug-free. Your body's trying to fight your pain. Relief factor helps your body fight that pain naturally. It doesn't try to mask it. Enough of that. Enough ignoring it. You take relief factor every day and you take it for 3 weeks. You might just have that pain gone from your life, or at least turned way down. How's that sound? 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And yes, you can still email us. We are live. Email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, as we try to get through as many questions as humanly possible. Let's deal with this one. Jesse, what are your thoughts on co-ed baby showers and wedding showers? I appear to be the only one I know that is strongly opinionated on this. I feel they should not be co-ed and should be reserved for ladies only. Men need their spaces too. Her name is Angie. Yeah, I'm not going to any baby showers. And I'm not going to any wedding showers. You know why? Because I'm a dude. And I don't do that as a dude. And I think the wife invited me to one of those one time early on. And I pretty much explained it to her the exact same way I just explained it to you. That's what chicks do. And that's fine. You know, the women love that stuff. And you want women like that. You know, you want women. Ah, look at the baby. I want one. That's how God made them. What, Chris? What? Oh, I know they want you to come, so you can't go. You can't go. And you know what? You didn't go. I know you didn't. Well, your babies doesn't count. I'm talking about other ones. Dudes don't go to other ones. Yeah, Chris didn't go either. No, absolutely not. No, you go do your own thing. And so, see, here's the thing about women. And I still go through this in my house. Women, and I love this about them, but when they love you, they want you there at all times for everything. Where? Wherever they are. For what? Whatever they happen to be doing. It really doesn't matter what it is. If my wife is in the house and she's out back messing with the garden, hey, come out back. Why? Because I'm gardening. Okay, well, I'm not gardening. Well, I want you here. Hey, come down here and hang out with me. But you're watching one of your weird serial killer murder freak shows. Yeah, but I want you with me. The women just want you there. If you don't say no, you'll get dragged along to every freaking thing humanly possible. You got to put your foot down. Dear Oracle, in honor of the new NFL season, I wanted to get your opinion on something. We have all seen the NFL end zone messages. I'm sure you have too. One of them reads, "It takes all of us." At first, it sounds like nothing, but I got to thinking, it takes all of us. What do they mean by that? Well, this is honestly, this is one of the main reasons we on the right have lost so much ground to the communists. Is actually, I could narrow it right down to this phase right here. If you want to know why culturally, economically, why we've only gone to the left for so long, it really comes down to the difference in mentality. You ever heard of the phrase "styles make fights"? Styles make fights. When you watch MMA, UFC, they'll say styles make fights. Different guys will fight in different ways, and sometimes, and this applies to boxing as well. Sometimes you will, even if you're good, really, really good, your style, it just doesn't match up well with the guy you're fighting, and you are at a huge disadvantage when you fight him, and maybe you can't even beat him because your style is different. For instance, all right, I'm really tall. I'm really long. We'll just make this about me really quick. I'm really tall and long. So when I've ever done any of that training stuff, I prefer to keep you at a distance. Why wouldn't I? I have long arms. I want you further away. So I'm going to be more of a jab, more of a straight puncher guy. And that would be my style. And you know what always gave me issues? Were dudes who were able to get close to me, get enclosed that distance, take away that advantage, that gets less comfortable for me. I'm less comfortable. So let's say I'm an amazing fighter and I'm 20-0, but I go up against a guy and his specialty happens to be getting in close to people. Maybe overall I'm a better fighter than him, but I might never be able to beat him because the thing he does so well, that's the thing I do poorly. Styles make fights. Now let's go back to politics and talk about what I'm talking about here. On the left, if you are a Democrat, a communist, a socialist, whatever, they're all the same thing, whatever word you want to put on it, you are an aggressive attacker. You believe in attacking and conquering. You are it's a conquest mentality. This will come back to It Takes All of Us in a moment. It'll come back to that. But it's a conquest mentality. It's not enough to silently agree with them. They will demand you vocally agree with them. No, you will show up. No, you will say this. Say it. You have to say it. You have to do it. It's not a live and let live mentality. It's an aggressive, destructive, I will take over everything mentality. Now, on the other side, on the right, our base nature, because we believe in the sanctity of the individual, that every individual is unique and God-breathed, and you should be free to make your own decisions as long as they don't destroy the decisions of others. This is just the kind of basic stuff we believe. But because we are more live and let live, hands off, it makes us extremely, extremely susceptible to losing to someone who has a conquest mentality. You see what I mean? That's why we have to make the adjustment from being conservatives or whatever we called ourselves. We have to become anti-communists. If I just want to be left alone and I'm your next door neighbor, and you want to tear down my fence and storm into my yard and come drink beer in my backyard and throw the beer cans everywhere, that's your goal. That's your mission. Your mission is to take what's mine and invade what's mine. And my mission is to leave you alone. I just want to be left alone. I want to leave you alone. Well, then I'm going to lose. I cannot possibly win in that scenario unless I adjust my mindset into a much more offensive, aggressive mindset. I will lose to the neighbor who wants to tear down my fence. Why do they love sayings like "it takes all of us"? Communists love sayings like that because it allows them to bully anyone who even tries to sit it out. Hey, I know you're worried about racism. Aren't you worried about racism? Do you remember, here's the best example of this. Do you remember the Black Lives Matter, St. George Floyd riots? I'm sure you do. One famous scene, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, but I remember it like it was yesterday. They were, the street animals were marching through the city, and they were marching through Washington, D.C., and a bunch of people were eating outdoors. It was this big outdoor patio in Washington, D.C. People were out there eating, just having dinner. And the street animals were marching by, "George Floyd, Black Lives Matter," all the stupid things they say. And they marched onto the patio where people were eating, and they began to surround the tables and demand the tables raise a fist the way they were raising a fist. You were not allowed to just sit there and eat your cheese sticks. You had to participate. And that's why you must turn into an anti-communist, because communists are not going to live and let live with you, and you cannot live and let live your way out of communism. You must deal with these people in the most severe way you possibly can. It's why the worst thing you can do is roll your eyes and walk away when liberal Aunt Peggy shows up for your football party this weekend screaming about how great illegal immigration is and how Donald Trump is a demon. Don't roll your eyes. Don't walk away. She must be dealt with aggressively. She is an aggressive, animal-like human being. You must, in turn, treat her aggressively. Don't let her get away with that. Scold her, school her. If she threatens to leave, pack her bags for her and tell her to get out and don't come back. That's how you have to deal with these people. If you allow them to be the aggressor and you live and let live, "I just gotta turn the other cheek out of this?" Then you're done. You've already lost. It takes all of us. What is that? That's them letting you know you're not gonna sit it out. You're gonna participate on their side. Got to be strong enough. Got your chalk ready? You take your male vitality stack or your female vitality stack this morning? You're going to need it when liberal Aunt Peggy comes in screaming and yelling. You better be stacked and ready. I'm stacked and ready. Gentlemen, T levels can be up 20% in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. You can go from being down and depressed and no energy to being fired up and ready to go. That's what chalk can do. That's what chalk is doing already. Go begin your male vitality stack or female vitality stack, and you will be a different human being after 90 days. Call them, or text them if you have questions, though. They're not just sitting there taking orders. These people care. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. What an amazing day it's going to be today. All right, one last word on this, using your values against you. Live and let live. The communist knows, he understands that he has that advantage over you. He wants to dominate. He wants to take everything. No, you will read these perverted books in your kid's school. No, you will do this. He wants to dominate. And he knows America's right has an evangelical base. And America's feminized Christianity, which is not legitimate, America's feminized Christianity has somehow schooled an entire nation that we're just supposed to lay down and take it as the communists chop kids' penises off. The communist understands that. And that's why he uses your values against you all the time. And if you're a Christian, you have to guard against the devil doing that to you. He tried that too with Jesus. Remember that? Remember? Listen to this. This guy's name is James Tallarico. He's a dork commie from the state of Texas. Listen to him using your values against you.
Too many Christians have forgotten all about Jesus and now worship at the feet of Donald Trump, a business cheat, a pathological liar, a serial adulterer, a twice impeached insurrectionist, a convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist. I guess it's hate the sin, elect the sinner. That seems to be the new motto of too many Christians in this country. And so I just try to ask myself,
He's a communist who understands how to use your values against you. Don't let him do that. Don't let him do that. They have co-opted so many churches in this country too. They have taken over so much. They've managed to worm their way into the institution that should be opposing them most loudly. It's really brilliant when you think about it. Dear Oracle, I'm starting to see it more and I like it. Every Republican or media person or columnist, when interviewed, are shutting down the BS and not letting them steamroll over them. I'm seeing more and more of this, too, of our politicians getting better and better and better about dealing with these demons. Remember Tom Cotton? Remember Tom Cotton when he shoots down these lies?
Bottom line, though, I guess, Senator, is it ever appropriate to make campaign content at military gravesites?
He didn't take campaign photos there. These families, Gold Star families, whose children died because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's incompetence, invited him to the cemetery. And they asked him to take those photos because, as they told me yesterday, when I spoke to Kelly Barnett and Darren Hoover, the parents of Taylor Hoover, who has Arkansas ties, they don't get to go to the beach on Labor Day. They don't get to have barbecues. This is their one chance to have a memory of their children.
That's putting her in her place right there. We are ahead. You're an anti-communist. You're ahead of the politicians. We've talked about this before, how it's going to take a lot longer than you want it to take and a lot longer than I want it to take for them to catch up. Right now, you know, the media is the enemy. You should treat them like the enemy. Never allow them to frame the argument. Never allow them to label you. Never talk about the things they want talked about. You already understand all that. The politicians, it takes longer to replace them. So it takes longer to change our movement into what it should be. But it is happening. You hear me rail against James Lankford all the time. Why? Him and John Cornyn are probably two of the ones I hate the most, because these are people who we can get rid of. They are senators from red states who can be primaried out if the GOP primary voter can get off his freaking butt and go vote out an incumbent. That's how we change a party. That's how we get these people. That's how we get rid of the losers and the nerds, and we get some people in this party with some spine. We have to get involved in primaries to make that happen. But the GOP primary voter doesn't. He votes for Trump once every 4 years and thinks that's political involvement. He'll vote once every 4 years and spend the next 4 years whining about rhinos when he didn't try to do anything about it. You take out rhinos in a primary. In a primary. Did you vote for your incumbent? Then you're probably not against rhinos. Vote against them. When in doubt, vote them out. Jesse, why are people on the right less likely to have public sector jobs? When you look at local, state, federal jobs, they are overwhelmingly occupied by communists. Is it that those who lean right feel they can make more money in the private sector? Is it an overall reflection of our lack of blocking and tackling? I say this as a high school government teacher in a public school attempting to stomp out communism in young minds daily. Thank you. Please do not say my name, and I will not say his name. It's a very good question. These government jobs, wherever they happen to be, they're occupied by communists. Even in red towns across the country, you go look at the city government, not just city council and school board stuff, but the people who get on the parks department, the various places, they tend to be the Democrats in the town. And there is a ton to this. There's a ton to why we don't and a ton to why they do. First, let's deal with why we don't. We don't because we, on the right, we view government as being the enemy, the bad guy. Not what we want. We want less of it. So we choose not to participate in it. And we're right in that way of thinking in that government is bad. But abstaining from it and handing that ground over to the enemy really has harmed us greatly. It has harmed us a lot. But it's our instinct. And we have to find a way to marry our instinct with the fact we can't allow the communists to take over all the positions of power. You know, when I see a congressman or a senator, and he's been in Congress for 20 years, I'll tell you, even if he's been a good one, I don't like it. It makes me feel gross. I think to myself, why are you still living off the taxpayer for 20 years? Why don't you go do something else with your life? But maybe that's wrong thinking on my end. If they're doing the right thing for 20 years, stay there and keep doing it. So yes, we tend to focus more on jobs and money and family while they focus on something different. Now, that's why we don't go into it. Let's discuss why they do go into it. Why do they take over all the pieces of power? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.